inviting you to help keep Lenaway warm this winter. From now through October 20th, you can drop off your gently used winter coats and blankets at Faith Baptist Church in Adrian, Tucky's Big Boy in Tecumseh, Fall Fest at the Center, all branches of TLC Community Credit Union, Living in Lenaway Realty in Tecumseh, Adrian Dry Cleaners, or at the radio station studios. They will be professionally dry cleaned by Adrian Dry Cleaners and distributed by Associated Charities of Lenaway in November. We need your help to keep Lenaway warm this winter. Bring in your coats and blankets now. Keep Lenaway Warm is also brought to you by Bill Kenyon, speaker, trainer, and coach.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243 AD, 96.5, The Cave.
It's 6 o'clock and time for Saints Sports Weekly. Hello again, everyone. My name is Pat Hayes. Fred Smith is in studio with us tonight. And good evening, Fred. And good to talk to you again.
It's always good to see you, Pat. And all the nip in the air. All of a sudden, football season is upon us for real, for real.
Absolutely. And we're going to start things off with football. It's going to be a football night here on Saints Sports Weekly. And on the Green Jag guest line, we've got the head man, Matt Cohn, head coach at Siena Heights University. Matt, welcome inside the cave.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pat. Good evening, guys.
Well, it hasn't been too long since we talked this morning, but of course, the Saints coming off a loss, and you got a big homecoming game coming up this week.
We do, and always great to play at home, certainly for homecoming. It's a big event at Siena Heights. It's going to be really nice to get some of our alumni back. You know, our staff's been in communication with a lot of alumni that are going to come back for the game, and so really looking forward to that, looking forward to the whole weekend.
You know, Coach, it seems like, and I don't know, it's not certainly designed. In other words, one of the bad things you always wanted to be as a team is somebody's homecoming game, right? And but I don't know, over the years where we always seem to play Taylor a lot in this game. And as you know, it's randomly done pretty much based on this is only our second home game. But our games with Taylor have always been pretty hard fought, haven't they?
They have. And you do bring up a pretty ironic point. We do seem to host Taylor quite a bit for homecoming. And it is totally random. You know, it's by the luck of the draw that happens to always fall on that opponent and that date. But, yeah, we played some very close games with them. You know, going back, Coach, to our first year in the league, that was our first league win, was against Taylor at home in a night game, you know, as a program. So that was a big win, you know, in the history of the program. And we played in some wild ones at home. I know you probably remember the one where we got so much rain, we had to postpone for 4 hours.
Yeah, we had all those players in the building waiting around for hours, you know. And we resumed the game at night. How about the one, I don't know if you remember this one, and I happened to be, we were at Taylor's homecoming. We lost a real tough one down at Taylor, and I can't remember what year it was. I don't know if you were the head coach yet, but, you know, I remember being there. But usually, you know, like I said, this year I noticed that they haven't gotten off to a great start. Can you talk a little bit about Taylor this year?
Yeah, certainly. You know, they do some things that are very unique. They run a triple option style offense. Their coach is in, I believe, it's his second, maybe third year there. Okay. He brought this new offensive system with him, and it's very challenging to prepare for. You know, it's you know, Pat and I were talking about this earlier, how it's, you know, when you're preparing for the Navy and they're coming at you with the triple option, or Georgia Tech, you know, from when they used to run that very well. So it's different, you know. It's not something that your kids are seeing every day at practice. That, you know, they have 3 days to really learn it, prepare for it, and go out and play a game in it against it. So that's very unique. Taylor's always been historically very well coached, very well disciplined. You know, they're going to make you beat them. You know, they're not going to make mistakes. They're not going to turn the ball over. And, you know, in our losses, quite uniquely, that's kind of been our Achilles heel, turnovers, you know, in general. And that's something that Taylor just doesn't do. You know, they're going to make you play a sound game against them. And to your point, they've been off to a little rocky start, but they played some very good teams. Their schedule's been a little front loaded with the nationally ranked teams in our league, and so they've taken a couple on the chin. But they played in some close games as well. So they certainly are battle tested. You know, they're not going to back down or shy away. They're going to come in prepared and ready to play a game against us.
Well, they are coming off a loss here to Indiana Wesleyan. I believe it's 42-17, and you know, they're probably a hungry team. They want a victory too, so that's going to be doubly tough. I think them coming in to Siena Heights and wanting that victory very badly.
Yeah, and that's a rivalry game for them. Those two schools are really close next to one another, Marion and Upland. You know, you look at that game on tape, and it's very similar to our game, really, against Indiana Wesleyan. And that, you know, Indiana Wesleyan is certainly a really, really good football team. I think, you know, they were in the national semifinals last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if they make a nice run at it this year. They just don't make any mistakes, and they forced a lot of turnovers against Taylor, you know, similar to our game against them, where we turned the ball over quite a bit. So it's going to be two teams that are, you know, kind of at a certain point at their season. You know, both teams need a big win to you know, gain some momentum here down the stretch.
You know, Coach, it's kind of strange when you've played five games and only had one home game. You know, you know, historically, we've always played pretty well at home. And a lot of that had to do with, you know, a team, you know, leaving, and we picked up a road game, blah, blah, blah. But I imagine, because we played very well in our home game, we played, I thought, very emotionally and very well in our home game. And I think that's something that it's got to make you and your coaches pretty excited to get back home.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Hit the nail on the head. We love playing at home. That's for sure. It is a little more of an undertaking going on the road. And particularly our road games were all overnight games. You know, they weren't games that were an hour away or even 2 hours, you know, we could just shoot down there in the morning and play a game. So, you know, we're leaving the day before, spending the night. So it's a couple days and a practice on the road, you know. Instead of having your Friday run through on your field, you know, you're doing it at a high school or another college or, you know, in your hotel, you know, things like that. So certainly playing at home has all those advantages in preparation and a, you know, more regimented schedule for your guys. And just the atmosphere that's provided too, I think, at our home games. You know, we get great friends, family, support in the community, Siena Heights community support. So it's just great playing at home.
So looking at, you know, your statistics after five ball games, you know, and I know turnovers have played a part, but, you know, I think overall you're almost – your total offense numbers have gone up, you know, and you're, I think, averaging, what, 27 points a game, something like that. Maybe our defensive numbers are up a little bit, too. That a little bit, and what do these numbers mean or don't mean?
Sure, yeah. I think the big number that I think impacts our record is that turnover number. Which is the one you mentioned. You know, going into last game and our two previous losses, we had turned it over 11 times. And against two, you know, one team happened to be the fourth-ranked team in the country, and the other is a very good team out of Illinois. And that's just a recipe for disaster, really, no matter who you're playing. So we certainly need to improve on that, and we have, you know, in our two wins, certainly, and then in this last really close game we played in as well. But we're just getting better execution, I think, on offense, some stability at the quarterback position, which has really helped. And defensively, you know, those numbers are a little high. Really attribute that to some big plays, you know, that we've given up in the back end. And that can be directly attributed to some of the youth that we're playing back there. We've been hit with the injury bug back there, and having to play some young guys, I think, has played a role into some of those big plays.
Yeah, we lost.
But, you know,
didn't we lose a couple guys back there very early, and maybe even the one home game, and so, you know, it is a little bit inexperienced back there. So, I guess how they come along, and you know, are you going to get anybody back, or all these injuries have been kind of year type things?
Yeah. Well, our starting free safety, a kid that, you know, we thought could be an all-league performer for us, was, you know, his senior year, and on his third play of the season broke his leg, unfortunately, out in Roosevelt. And another young man that was our boundary corner last year, started for us, had a great offseason, lived in Adrian, worked out all summer, did a really nice job, was a leader for us. Has just been really battling hamstring all season and hasn't really been able to go. And, you know, it's just a tough injury. So just, you know, having to play some younger guys instead of, you know, two guys you thought could be all conference players has certainly impacted things back there.
Well, it sounds like this week, this is primarily a running club, right? So it's, you know, when you run that triple option, I don't know out of what formation they run it out of, but you know, usually the pass plays are kind of big for big plays, you know when you look at Army, Navy, yeah, and a lot of those people. So how does that look for us? I mean, is it going to be concentrating on the run or most of the time?
Well, yeah, they have a talented quarterback too. They'll spread you out and do some stuff on the perimeter with him. He actually threw the ball quite a bit in their latest game against Indiana Wesleyan, the most he had thrown it all year. And really it's they're solid, but it's more about, I think, us improving and getting that game experience, for those guys on the back end, having it a little faster. You know, we're trying to simulate that as much as we can for them in practice, certainly, but, there's nothing like that game speed. And so just, you know, trying to give them as many reps as possible at the fastest way possible, to get them ready for that. But Taylor is talented. They have some talented receivers, and they'll come at you in a lot of different ways, running the option and throwing the football a little bit.
In the past, they always had some Lunaway Christian kids on their team. You know, I don't know if that, you know, and the Baker boys and some of the other guys are – any local kids on Taylor's squad or not?
Yeah, they have a couple players from Lenaway Christian on their squad. Holbein gets considerable
Holbein
playing time,
yeah,
for him. Yeah, he's a wide receiver for him. Nice,
right,
player. He gets some nice playing time for him. Yeah, they have a number of they're mostly underclassmen, I think, right now that, you know, are probably working on the scout teams and, you know, working their way up.
How's their quarterback doing? The young man, redshirt, freshman transfer from Wayne State. How's he progressing?
Yeah, he's doing well. You know, he became our starter in the second game of the season. And played well, you know, came out and got us a couple wins. Got banged around a little at Indiana Wesleyan. you know, they have four really good defensive linemen that really came at us, and were able to hit him and put some pressure on him really throughout that game. So he was feeling a little bruised and banged up after that game, that's for sure. But in our latest game, he played well, threw the ball well, made some good decisions, hit a couple deep plays for us. And that's one thing, you know, our offense has really lacked and has really came alive in these past couple games with Elijah is hitting some plays downfield, you know, getting big chunks of yardage. And just being able to capitalize when the defense gives you those types of opportunities, you know. And when we protect it up, being able to make the throw and our receivers coming down with the ball. So we had a couple of those plays last week where Elijah was able to hit some guys downfield and set up some scores for us.
Man, I'm curious about what you're talking to your players about coming off of two losses. Of course, you don't want their morale to get low, and what are you doing to pump these guys up?
Yeah, great question. Really, I don't have to do much. I mean, we've got some incredible young men on our team, some incredible leadership on our team. You know, in all my preseason talks, I mentioned to you, you know, how our leadership I thought was just outstanding, as good as it's ever been. You know, we were back in the weight room this morning. We had a group in at 7 a.m. and then, you know, the rest of the morning, and we were pumped up, ready to go. We're ready to attack the new week. You know, I didn't really have to say much, so I got a pretty easy job in that regard. I think it's just the mentality that we have of we're just going to play one game at a time, and the past really doesn't matter, and the future is going to depend on what we do in the present. And so we're just going to focus on trying to win each week. And how do you go about winning each week? Well, you got to win each opportunity at practice. You got to have three great practices during the week to get ready to play in a game. And so that's really, I think, how our leadership is going about directing the team. And we got some great leaders, and they're just doing a great job of it.
Well, we're going to be talking to three of your other coaches, your offense and defensive coordinator and your special teams coordinator. Tell us a little bit about these coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been with the program for a while now. And these guys work their tails off. I mean, I can't tell you how many hours they put in, whether it's meeting, preparation, practices, helping out with workouts. They sell out for the program, and it's just great to work with them. The first guy you're going to talk with is our offensive coordinator, Noah Bowl. He's actually been with our program since year one. He was a student assistant, graduated from Siena, and he's been everything from a graduate assistant to a student assistant to a position coach, worked on the defensive side of the ball, now is our offensive coordinator, does a great job in recruiting as well. Coaches our offensive line. Second guy you're going to talk to, I believe, is Mitch Azichuk. This is his fifth year with us. Started off as a volunteer coach, just volunteered in the spring and then came back for a fall for a very minimum part-time salary. And then we had an opening on staff for a full-time job, and it was an easy hire. He coaches our secondary, special teams coordinator. He also does all of our strength and conditioning stuff, designs our workouts, keeps track of all that data, all that information. He's very well organized. And our special teams is playing phenomenal right now. So he does a great job. And then our last guy is EJ Shaw. He's actually a Siena Heights graduate as well. Played football at Siena Heights. Was a linebacker for us. He spent some time coaching out in Pennsylvania at Gannon University, spent some time in our league up at Lawrence Tech coaching, and just does a fabulous job. Just a phenomenal young coach, tremendous recruiter, just a great presence to have. So he's going to kind of wrap it up for us.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking with them in just a minute here, but we want to thank you for being with us, and best of luck to the Saints this coming Saturday.
Hey, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Great talking with you guys as well. Enjoy those coaches.
I will. We'll definitely will.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. All right, that's Matt Cohen, head football coach at Siena Heights University. And we'll be back to talk with those coaches right after we pause for these words. You are Inside the Cave with Saints Sports Weekly.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
This is Saints Sports Weekly. Welcome back. Fred Smith, Pat Hayes with you tonight. And as promised, we're going to talk with another gentleman on the football staff at Siena Heights University, Noah Bowles, the offensive coordinator. And Noah, welcome to Saints Sports Weekly.
Hey, we appreciate you guys having us.
Coach, this is Fred Smith. You know, you've been, as Matt had referenced, been with our program right from the get-go. You have an unbelievable family background with grandpa, all kinds of great coaches in your family. And what's been really kind of fun to watch is how you've progressed through, you know, being a student assistant, GA, position coach to coordinator, and you've been on both sides of the ball now as offensive coordinator. If we were to ask you what your specialty is, what do you like to coach the most?
Right now, I'm really enjoying the offense. It's somewhere I thought I'd never be. Growing up, we always focused on defense. You know, when you had talked about, you know, my grandpa, uncle, they were always defensive-minded people. And then Coach Cohen kind of gave me the opportunity to run with an offense and give me the opportunity to build and kind of go any direction I wanted.
Right.
And allowed me to be creative and kind of build a staff of people that, you know, feel the same way as me. So over the past, you know, couple months, really, especially during the summer, you start meeting with the staff, everybody has opinions, and you're able to formulate something into what, you know, is really starting to show results.
So and how many years is this for you being the offensive coordinator?
This will be year two.
Okay, so really, and we've noticed, at least I have, you know, we're almost averaging 350 yards a game. I think it's kind of a real improvement. It's been, you know, we seem to be more explosive than ever. What are we doing differently, and what have you learned in these last year and a half and in developing your philosophy?
The biggest difference for us personally, we had a good foundation. A lot of it goes to the coaches on our staff. I mean, we have Coach McGowan and Coach Moore as the receivers right there, coaching our receivers right now. And I think we have four or five different receivers with touchdowns. You have Eric, you know, who's leading the charge. Credell, he was competing for the quarterback spot in the spring. He comes in, he's earned a starting role, you know. Robert Opaluski has a couple, you know, CC, and their ability to kind of develop those young men and be more than just three deep where we can cycle in and stay fresh, you know, that's been a huge part to the passing game and, you know, adding the points to it. And then in the backfield, you know, with Banger, he has three backs, you know, with Ramsey and Presto leading the charge, a great spell guy, and Will Alexander, you know, he's one of the local guys. And then you have McClure, who's really got two H-backs going. And when you can stay fresh for four quarters, it allows you to press the field a little more vertical. It allows you to hit a little harder and sustain those drives without dying out.
You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, playing five games with Coach Cohn and four of them being on the road. I bet you're excited to get back home.
Oh, it makes a difference when you aren't traveling. You get to play in front of a home crowd. I mean, we have all the support in the world here, especially from our university. So being able to stay home and play in front of them, I mean, not only does it mean a lot to the coaches, but it also means a lot to the players. I mean, they get to play in front of their peers, their teachers, you know, the administration, and show just what they're capable of and kind of not just talk about it, but actually put it on the field in front of them.
You know, one of the big, you had mentioned some skill guys. You know, you're with Williams at wide receiver and Lopresto. I mean, we've really had some experienced guys that, you know, you've talked about here. But the big question mark was who is going to take that quarterback job, and we seem to have found that. So now it's just about putting it all together. And the other night, the other game, I think we were up 28-21 against St. Francis. So we've scored points. I think we're scoring about 27 a game. So what is it that we have to do better to become, to get to that magic 400-yard-a-game thing that I think everybody wants to get to now?
I mean, if you look at the games that, you know, we lost, you can't turn the ball over, especially on first down or in your own end. I mean, we start off the game, turn the ball over in our own end in all three of those games, put the defense in a bad spot early, short field, and kind of give up that momentum. And it allows other teams to be aggressive, and, you know, it's really put the defense in bad spots. It's changed the momentum. So the first thing is you can't turn the ball over, especially not in your own end or on first down. You know, throw the ball away, take the sack, you know, wrap up, take the lead loss, and live to fight another down. So that's the first thing. Secondly, you got to, you know, have conversion down to stay ahead of the sticks. You know, this past week we were inside the 20 twice and ended up with, you know, a third and I think 20 some off two penalties and, you know, just kind of a miscommunication. And, you know, there's not much in the playbook for third and 20 plus. So you got to stay ahead of the sticks and stay in manageable downs.
When you're out recruiting, what type of an area do you recruit in? Several states?
Yeah, we do the tri-state area, so Michigan, Indiana, Ohio is where we really focus, and then we'll branch out occasionally, but that's kind of been the sweet spot for us, is anywhere within 4.5 hours from school.
Now, will you bring any kids in for homecoming to maybe look at the team and see what they think?
Usually the homecoming is our biggest recruiting event. You know, the school does a great job allowing the fans to have a good time in the parking lot, to tailgate, you know, all the pageantry's out, so it's a great opportunity for us to show, you know, the seniors what this university really is about, the family feel, the game atmosphere. So this will be our biggest recruiting day of the year until we get into our official visits.
You know, Coach, I can attest to that. Over the years, you guys work so hard, and I've always, in my years as AD, I've admired what you football coaches and how dedicated you are and what you've done for Siena, and certainly your program. My question, though, you know, as we, you know, we talk about turnovers. I heard a stat yesterday, and gosh, I live a boring life. I just watch football, and I'm watching the Vikings. They're playing the red zone. I think they're playing the Chiefs, and they fumbled on their second play, and they said it was the 8th loss fumble they've had this year, right? I know that the Minnesota Vikings didn't plan on it, and you haven't planned on it. So how do you coach that? I mean, how do you, you know, holding on to the bar, you know, how do you coach it without making it a mental thing, if is it also?
So I think, you know, the one thing is you can never single anybody out who's had, you know, troubles holding on to the ball, maybe catching the ball, anything like that. So every week we focus on, you know, the turnover circuit on defense, and same token on offense, it's securing the ball. Right. So we do, you know, multiple different rotations where it's all based on holding on to the ball, bringing the ball in, running through traffic, running through contact, everything where you hold on to it. But the big part about, you know, why our offense is starting to click is nobody's pointing fingers and everybody's bringing up. And, you know, there's that bad play, there's that turnover, our kids on the sideline, our kids on the field are, you know, they're quick to make sure that it's forgotten about. Hey, you'll get it next time, no worries. Everybody's bringing them up to where it's not something that sticks in their head. And that's been a huge part. I mean, you look at some of the guys who've had turnovers early, in every game they've came back and made big plays for us. And I think that's a huge part of, you know, where the team is going, the direction we're heading, why we're able to sustain this is just the you know, student athletes have bought into what we're doing, and they, I mean, they're loving it and they're building each other up, and they make practice as real as a game. So when you get to Saturdays, it's easy.
You know, and this is a key game, not only because it's homecoming, but it's a game where we maybe win this game, and then we've got our rival, and then a couple games we, you know, we could get something going. You know what I mean? So I know this is obviously a big game. What do we have to do offensively? We certainly don't want to, you know, give Taylor, not that they're monitoring this radio broadcast, but what are you really going to, how are you going to try to attack?
I think it's the same as every game. You know, one, when, you know, you heard me talk early in the year, you know, yeah, you kind of, you want to control the ball, but as an offense, you need to score points. Doesn't matter if you have the ball for 50 minutes if you never score a point. So you got to come out fast, you got to come out hot, and you got to put points on the board. You know, if you can jump out to an early lead and let the defense be aggressive and not have to play that bend but don't break mentality, it's going to change the game. So, I mean, obviously you got to push the pace, you got to put points up, and once you get ahead, you got to kind of fall into that 4 to 6 minute offense drive where, hey, we're going to eat a little clock, we're going to go after it, you know, get up a couple possessions, and then take away every chance they have to come back with the time. So our biggest thing is come out, be aggressive, put points up early, and get into that mindset of, hey, we're in charge, we're in control, secure the ball, and we're going to be good.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for being with us here on Saints Sports Weekly. We got to move along to the next coach, but good luck this weekend for homecoming.
I appreciate it. We hope to see you guys soon.
All right.
Thanks,
and
Coach.
That is Noah Bowl, the offensive coordinator for Siena Heights University, and we'll be back with our next coach after we pause for these words. This is Saints Sports Weekly.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
If you're looking to truly make a positive impact on the community, consider a career at Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority. We're seeking dedicated individuals to join our team and provide essential mental health services to our community. Your skills and empathy will be the key to helping individuals on their path to resilience, recovery, wellness, and self-determination. Make a difference where it matters most and be a force for positive change. Apply online at lcmha.org or find us on Indeed. Master's and bachelor's level social workers are highly encouraged to apply.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
All right, you're back in with Saints Sports Weekly. Pat Hayes, Fred Smith with you. And as promised, we have special teams coordinator and director of strength and conditioning, Mitch Osadczyk. And Mitch, welcome to Saints Sports Weekly.
Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Hey, Mitch, this is Coach Smith. You know, we talked a little bit about how you, you know, with Coach Cohen, how you started as a volunteer coach, and talk about your journey to get to here full-time and in coaching, and how it all began from you, even back as, you know, a player and all that.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, first and foremost, you know, I have a lot of love and gratitude for Coach Cohen, you know, really taking a chance on me, getting me involved with the Saints football program. And it's been a blessing. It really has. You know, I kind of set some goals for myself when I accepted the job in a volunteer role, you know, made a plan, stuck to the plan. And, you know, here I am in year three of a coordinating capacity and a full-time capacity. And, you know, I can't thank Coach Cone enough. Just uberly grateful for him and everything he's done for me. And I just hope that I can, you know, obviously leave a legacy behind for these football players in the Saints program. You know, they're my why every day. They're why I get up. I actually live out in Milan. I'm one of the lone coaches on staff that makes the drive in. And, you know, there's some days during camp and during winter conditioning where, you know, I'm setting that alarm at 4:30 a.m. to get out there for those guys. But I wouldn't have it any other way. A great group of guys, a great group of coaches that I work with, and just truly blessed. For me, you know, I grew up in the local area in Saline, so that's kind of why I chose to move back to Milan area when I got done playing ball myself, just so I could be a little bit closer to my family. You know, kind of similar to what Coach Cone did when he ventured back from UIndy to the Adrian area. You know, there's something to be said about being close to your folks, you know. But for me as a player, you know, I played at Saline. I ended up going to Adrian College my freshman year. Kind of ventured away from AC my sophomore year when I went to University of Toronto. But, you know, missed those guys so much that I ended up back at AC for years 3, 4, and 5. Had a really good senior year. Ended up getting an opportunity to play internationally in Mexico for my graduate degree. So I played 2 years down there. And then my last year, so I always joke with the kids that, you know, my year 8 of college football, I had an opportunity to play overseas in China. Took advantage of that, and then, you know, the following year I was coaching for the Saints. So that's a brief little history of playing to coaching for me.
Well, special teams coordinator, that's a big job, and an area that we probably don't talk enough about. We talk about the offense and defense. Special teams, very, very important to a football team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I often joke with Coach Hamilton, you know, my counterpart with the special teams, how punt is the most important play in a football game. You know, you're flipping field position, you're controlling, you know, oftentimes where the offense starts a series or where the defense may start a series with the KO and KOR units. And, you know, really, I think this year more than any other year, we've spent the time on ST, you know, and that's another credit to Coach Cone. Prioritizing time for ST and you know, really, obviously we haven't been perfect. No unit is ever perfect as much as we chase perfection, but I feel as though we've been pretty good on ST this year. Obviously, we had a possession stolen last week that we're looking to correct, but we've done a great job protecting for our punter. We've been controlling momentum on KO with the pop kicks and the deep kicks, really setting a tone there. We've been scoring points when we've been asked to on our field goal unit. You know, on punt return, we're trying to create. You know, we're just seeing so many different punt schemes week to week. Even this week, you're going to see a new punt scheme that we have to defend against. So it just changes what we do schematically in regards to that punt return unit week to week as well.
You know, one of the other things that you're also directing the strength and conditioning efforts of 100-plus players at the university. How did you get an expertise in that area? Was this something that you developed over the years or you've studied? Because as somebody who coached for a long time, you know, I had to learn things myself. I mean, how did you get, to be an expert in that area?
So I would say a healthy mix of both my studies and then experience. You know, when I first started coaching, not necessarily was I a coach in football, but I was actually a track and field coach over at my alma mater in Saline in 2016, 2017, and 2018, to where I learned a lot of speed expertise and lower half development from two gentlemen named Brian Bowes and Al Leslie, two longtime coaches in Saline area schools. And, you know, as I adapted more expertise in speed and lower half development, you know, I started to be handed more things at Siena Heights early on in my career, specifically in 2019, 2020. And then when I adapted, or I should say when I was promoted into a full-time capacity, it was kind of a natural transition into more of the strength realm, just because I had been doing so many different things already, from a speed development standpoint, whether that was in winter conditioning, whether that was in the fall when we would have, you know, our Monday and Thursday speed sessions at the crack of dawn with the guys, to where Coach Cohn trusted me to kind of handle that moving forward. And then, of course, you know, just like you said, Coach, you know, you're learning on the fly, you know. And I think what makes a difference between good coaches and great coaches is their ability to adapt on the fly relative to what kids need, you know. And we pretty much from an S&C realm took, you know, we looked at where our guys were at the end of the season, and we kind of worked backwards. You know, we prioritized hip development, ankle stability, you know, hamstrings development, so that our guys could stay healthy longer. You know, and of course, we've been a little bit banged up this season, but, you know, some of the injuries that have occurred, unfortunately, for us this season are, you know, it comes with the territory of playing the game of football. Some uncontrollable things have happened to us that, unfortunately, we just we caught the wrong end of the stick on.
I really like some of the things you talked about ankle and hands and some of that stuff is so interesting to me. And I think I really take my hat off to you from a recruiting standpoint. You know, now that you know, been on staff full time, you know, like I always say, I marvel at how you guys work. Where is your recruiting area and where do you concentrate most of your time on, Coach?
So I'm technically responsible for the state of Ohio. Now, we do piece out a few specific areas to Coach Cohn, a little bit to Coach McGowan, and a few others on staff. But Ohio is kind of my baby, you know. And I think if you look at our roster, you've seen that, or you can see, that we've attracted quite a bit of talent from the great state of Ohio. And I only expect to continue to do so. You know, I think there's some great areas within Ohio, just like there is in Michigan and Indiana and some of the other hot spots in which we recruit. Specifically for me, I love recruiting the Cleveland area. I love recruiting the Dayton area. We all love recruiting the Toledo area, naturally, with it being so close to home. But really, I mean, we just look for guys that love playing football. Guys that have a good head on their shoulders. You know, we obviously love, you know, God-fearing men, you know, believers in the Lord. You know, and we just love to recruit good guys into our program that are not just going to make our program better, but, you know, make Siena Heights better. You know, at the end of the day, we're tasked with mentoring these young men, and we want to provide a great experience for the Adrian community and obviously for those young men, and we love to put great men in the streets of Adrian.
And it's true, Coach. The number of players, you know, good players we've gotten from Ohio has really been amazing, I have to admit. And whether we like it or not, I'm a lifetime Michigander, but let's be truthful. Down in Ohio, they take it a little, perhaps maybe they ramp it up a little bit more, you know. It's really amazing, even in the Northwest Ohio area. I just can't get over the small town pride they have. And again, I'm not at all. I mean, I'm a Michigander, so I just am always been amazed. And in my days as a head basketball coach, we just couldn't get there, you know. I mean, I'd go down there and made for it, but I, you know, and a lot of our, you know, we, you know, it was mostly the Southeast Michigan area, certainly, and a lot in the Detroit area and whatnot. We got lucky, but I find it amazing how you guys have attracted so many great players all over. So congratulations. And I just want to say, you know, I know this is a big game for you this weekend. One last quick question. What do you guys got to do special team-wise to control Taylor?
We just got to own our leverage. Play fast, play physical, play together. But it all comes down to leverage. You know, we were talking with the guys today. You know, football is really just a game of numbers and a game of matchups. And by numbers, creating, you know, strength advantages to the field or to the boundary, to the kick side, whatever it may be, you know, creating a numbers advantage from play to play. And then in addition to that, it's about owning your matchup, being better than the guy across from you. You know, as we game plan this week, we kind of moved a few cats around just to make sure we're putting those guys in the best possible position to win their matchup.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you for being with us tonight here on Saints Sports Weekly. Continued great luck, and keep pushing those guys in that strength and conditioning program.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right.
See you this weekend.
That's Coach Mitch Osadrick, the special teams coordinator and director of strength and conditioning. And we'll be back with our final coach of the evening right after we pause for these words. You're inside the cave with Saints Sports Weekly.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Saints Sports Weekly continues now. Pat Hayes, Fred Smith with you. And as promised, we have our third coach, actually our fourth coach on, defensive coordinator E.J. Shaw. And E.J., welcome to Saints Sports Weekly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Coach, this is Coach Smith, Fred Smith. First of all, it's always great to see you around campus, and you've done such a good job. Let me ask you a question. Talk, you know, I did a little bit with all of this. Talk about your journey to Siena. I know you played here and you coached at Gannon and Lawrence Tech, a few other places. But give us, just tell our audience a little bit about your background and where you're from, and as a player and as a coach.
Well, I'm a proud Ypsilanti native. Went to Ypsilanti Lincoln for high school. Played under Chris Westfall there. So I had a kind of a connection to Siena very early. And Robert Thornblade, one of the assistant coaches here, was my linebacker coach actually in high school. He left me to come to Siena and then recruited me to come with him. So that was kind of a match made in heaven. I got to play with the guy that I play under, a guy that I loved, you know, as a coach. So it was a kind of an easy choice for me. You know, I enrolled in around 2014. Here at Siena, played 5 years here, played with some really good football players and DP, Malik Edwards and all those guys. After I was done with my college career, got into coaching. I actually started off with Sound Mind, Sound Body, youth mentor organization out in Detroit. They hold the big camp, the Best of the Midwest camp, that, you know, you see all the big time college coaches at. So that was good to get some experience under my belt, you know, working with those guys, doing 7-on-7s, camps and different things like that. I got really connected with a lot of the coaches in Detroit and some of the national coaches as well. So that was huge for me. And then after that, I transitioned into college coaching over at Lawrence Tech. Another Siena connection got me that job. Coach Dan McEwen was, you know, pivotal, helped me interview, helped me stay calm on the interview. He got me that job, worked with him, and then Avant Mitchell took over as head coach my second year there at Lawrence Tech. Once I got my graduate degree, I moved on to Gannon University, coached under Coach Zags and Eric Rayburn, you know, two great coaches, two guys that have a lot of experience, learned a lot of just about being a coach and different things that I wanted to do. And then right before I left to come back to Siena, they hired Brian Nardo, who's the defense coordinator now at Oklahoma State. So I got to learn from a lot of great guys, a lot of great minds in the game of football.
So how long have you been our defensive coordinator, Coach?
This will be my second season as our defensive coordinator.
So talk about you, defense has been really kind of the backbone of Siena Heights football during our time. But talk about, the formation you run and your philosophy a little bit and how it's worked out for you.
Being a Siena alum, being a guy that played defense here, played linebacker here, I take a lot of pride in trying to continue that great tradition of great defense here at Siena. So my philosophy stems a lot from what I learned when I played here at Siena. Our base defense is a 4-2-5 defense. We use a lot of speed, a lot of movement. We're an attack-based defense. Our DBs coach joked that our number one coverage is cover zero. We try and keep it pretty multiple. We try and give the offense a bunch of different looks that they have to prepare for. I joke around with our OC a lot and say, I'm trying to make offensive coaches prepare like defensive coaches do, trying to come up with different names for what we do. He jokes, he can draw up a play and call it Skittles, and I have to call it text left squeeze 27 slot reverse, and he can just call it Skittles. So we try and, try and have some fun with it, try and get our athletes out of space, and really just trying to win the matchup game. That's what I've taken a lot from Coach Eyes and what he does on special teams. He's a big matchup guy, and I've tried to become a big matchup guy, especially this season, trying to match up our best guys on their best guys or our best guys on their worst guys and try and go from there.
Well, you got Taylor University coming in this weekend. We were talking to Coach Matt Cohn earlier in our broadcast, and he said they bring a little different offense to the game. How are you going to defense Taylor?
Yeah, running the triple option, it's tough. You don't really see it much. What I've tried to convene to our guys is tried to relate it back to something that they've seen a lot. So I tell them it's really just the spread that you see from Oregon and Auburn in more of a condensed form. So I tell them, you guys are used to seeing an RPO bubble every single play. It's the same thing, except now the bubble's coming out of the backfield. So our biggest thing this week is just going to be great communication, declaring who has the pitch, who has the dive, who has the quarterback pre-snap. So none of our guys are playing confused or playing slow. I want our guys playing fast. No miscommunication is going to be our biggest thing. And overall, just trying to win at the line of scrimmage. Get them in the second and long, third and long. The quarterback, he's an elusive guy, so we're going to try and keep him in the pocket on passing downs. And really overall, just play good team defense and try and keep everything in front of us. Something we really pride ourselves on. We're going to try and get back to these next couple of games, just keeping everything in front of us and making the offense earn every single yard.
So, Coach, talk about some of your top performers and all, from the defensive line to the linebackers to the D-backs, and talk about some of the guys and how they've played and who've really, really done well for the Saints so far this year.
Yeah, it all starts up front for us. We have two first-team all-conference guys who are returning, and Joseph Warren and Antonio Simley. They're fifth-year seniors. Both of the guys are in grad school. They kind of lead our team up front. They do a great job in the run game, and they also do a great job rushing the passer. I know right now when you look at our stats and it only says four sacks, you're like, what's going on? You had 36 last year. And I tell my guys, you guys are half a second. You're a beard hair away from making a sack. So just continuing to keep those guys motivated. They're doing a great job along with Nico Fernandez and Noah Grayless and Adrian Native. He's done a great job for us this year, stepping in for, George Talley, who's been injured this year. He's done a great job stepping in for us and kind of making a difference for us up front. As far as the linebackers are concerned, Clark Hamilton right now has been probably our defensive MVP for me right now. He's had an outstanding season. He's leading us in tackles. He's our physical presence at the will linebacker spot. He brings the energy. He brings the juice. He kind of brings the swagger to the LB room. Zach Kaiser and CJ Hankins have been, at our middle linebacker spot for us. They've done a great job getting us lined up, getting us communicated, kind of keeping our run game, getting our run game back on track after struggling early against Roosevelt. And then at the same spot, we kind of got a catalyst of guys who kind of all have their different specialties that we'll rotate in. And then in the DB room, having a guy like Shamar Askin, who's about 6'2", you know, can run a 4.4 40 on the outside, really helps us tremendously. And then Jack Fitzgerald has just been our commander in the secondary at safety. You know, he played a little bit for us last year and has really stepped into that role once Kosey Goff went down with the injury. He's really stepped up and kind of took over being the leader in the secondary and our main communicator.
Well, it sounds like, you know, this is, we know that what a pivotal game it is for us this weekend is not only a homecoming game, and then we play three of our next four at home, plus, you know, not a long road trip to our rivals. So I know you guys are all fired up about all this. But let me ask you another question we've asked all the guys. How have you adapted to recruiting, and where are you recruiting? You know, where's your area of recruiting? And talk about that a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, recruiting has always been kind of one thing that I've really fallen in love with. You know, we've had to adapt in the last couple of years with the transfer portal and some changes that have happened, you know, with FAFSA and different government grants. But the biggest thing for us has just been just continuing to target our, you know, players that fit who we are as Siena Heights University and not trying to get outside of our mold or our niche. But the biggest thing for us has been, you know, just continuing to attack the ground and make those connections. And those connections are starting to be pivotal for us. In the next last couple of weeks, we've gotten a few commitments. But my area mostly is the Detroit area, Detroit, Flint. I dip in a little bit into Saginaw. You know, just kind of some of the major cities in the state of Michigan are pretty much my area. You know, it really helps, you know, having that sound mind, sound body connection. When recruiting the city of Detroit, those guys, you know, really do a great job helping me out and communicating who are guys and who aren't guys. So it's been very helpful for me the last 2 years recruiting those guys and trying to build up our Detroit numbers on the roster.
When you're looking at a defensive player, what are the specific things that you look at for a player to come to Siena Heights?
You know, we're looking for physicality. We're looking for guys who can finish tackles, guys who are communicative, but also you can kind of tell a guy who feels comfortable at his position just by watching how he moves on film. And that's kind of been our main thing is we want guys who feel comfortable, who play fast, and really just enjoy playing the game of football overall. And that's done wonders for us on the recruiting trail. You know, we haven't fully gone into depth on the transfer portal. We've tried to really find our niche in the high school market, and it's definitely paying off for us.
Well, you know, being from Ipsy Lincoln, and, you know, I'm both Pat and I are well aware of the old SCC and the old SEC. So it's got to be fun for you to kind of keep your tabs on some of the football in the area, some of the, you know, great teams like, you know, out of Saline and Dexter and some of the other programs, and see Adrian and Tecumseh having better teams. It's got to be kind of fun to watch too, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, being my little brother is actually on varsity now for Ypsilanti Lincoln, so I've actually been even more tapped into SEC football. But, yeah, I mean, C.J. Carr over at Saline is an absolute beast. I mean, he can make almost any throw on the field. You know, and then knowing Coach Jacobs over at Dexter, he was my position coach here at Siena for a while, keeping tabs on them. Their defensive coordinator was my high school defensive coordinator, so definitely locked in over there at Dexter. Ann Arbor Pioneer has some really good talent this year. I got to watch Skyline, who has a couple of kids who can really run around and make some plays. So definitely, you know, this Cumsey and Adrian, you know, they always produce good talent, you know, players who play hard. I'm really glad to see Adrian having the year they are. You know, we're recruiting some of their kids very heavily. So definitely enjoy watching those local teams really get after it and kind of bringing the pride back to SEC football.
Yeah, anyhow, Coach, just the last thing. If you see Coach Thornblade, tell him Coach Smith said hi. He's a great guy, and I don't know if you've kept up with him, so.
Yes, yes. He actually just had his second baby, so he's definitely up to his ears in diapers. So I'd definitely let him know you said hello.
All right. Well, EJ, thanks for being with us on the broadcast tonight. Good luck against Taylor University on Saturday. And, you know, a good defense is good offense.
No, I definitely appreciate you guys for having me, and go Saints.
All right. That's EJ Shaw from Siena Heights University, defensive coordinator for the Saints. And, Fred, that's going to wrap things up for us tonight on Saints Sports Weekly. Another great show. Thank you very much for being here, Fred.
Hey, I enjoyed it, man. It's a great program.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. We'll see you back here again next Monday at 6 p.m. for Saints Sports Weekly. Have yourselves a good evening.
By Airtime Media.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243AD, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.